Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Dr. Kizito.
Oh, good afternoon, my brother. How are you? I'm right here in Kampala, Uganda.
How is Kampala?
Yes, I've been helping people about also health, treating people, giving them the latest medication with the health, and also advising them what to do to live longer.
Ah, thank you, thank you. So if you're in Uganda, we should be saying habari gani?
Habari gani, mzuri. Mzuri means...
Mzuri sana.
You are conversant. I wonder how you learned Swahili.
Well, Swahili is an African language, is it not?
Yes.
Fantastic.
You are right.
Well, we started this conversation last week and we ended with a promise to continue discussing a few principles of healthy living that can be applied to any budget. And of course, you then shared six principles, and today we'll be discussing each one in detail. And of course, we only have about 15 minutes for this, so we'll see how far we get. For those who may have missed last week's talk, please share the six principles that you mentioned last week before we can actually get into each one in detail.
Yes, sir. Can I continue?
Yeah, please go ahead.
There, or you want to?
Eh? Please go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, I gave the 6 points last time. I need to look at each of them. When we talk of longevity, is a long duration of individual life. But we look at exercise and health diet. But also we must not forget that we look at the Creator, the Lord. Psalm 33 tells us,
yeah,
you want long life and happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Then hold back from speaking evil and from telling lies.
Yeah.
We need to know also those principles, not only the food we eat.
Okay.
And also it tells us that obey your parents.
Mm.
It is among the Ten Commandments. Obey that your life can increase.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at that, we must know when we are talking about, today we are talking about how well we eat.
Yeah.
How well we eat.
Mm.
To increase your resistance to stress, you need to look at your lifestyle and make any necessary changes.
Mm.
Two important areas are diet and managing your consumption of substances that interfere with the relaxation and exercise.
Right.
I want to start with diet.
Okay, so
diet.
So the first one will be the diet. Mm.
Yes, that's the diet.
Okay.
There are points you must know. And you must know that you must eat a balanced diet.
Mm.
When you are looking at the balanced diet, you must have points in your mind. I've told you that longevity, when we talk of longevity, is a long duration of your individual life, good life, involving exercise, and a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a variety of, you must eat a variety of foods to make sure you get all the energy.
Mm.
Protein, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and what you need for good health.
Mm.
Two,
yeah.
Increase your intake of foods with greater nutritional value.
Mm.
Those are foods which are with lean protein, unprocessed grains, vegetables, and fruits.
Mm.
I know the Adventists are very good in that.
Yes.
We learn that every Sabbath.
Mm.
Eat foods with lower energy density. This means avoiding high-calorie foods,
yes,
such as fats, fried foods, refined carbohydrates, sugar-containing foods.
Mm.
And note that fruits are better than juice because they are high. The juice is high in sugar. So you have to eat a number of fruits. If the fruit rather than drink the juice.
Yes.
Are you with me, sir?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Reduce the amount of salt you eat to reduce the risk of high blood pressure.
Okay.
Another point, match your food intake to the amount of physical activity you do. This will help you maintain an appropriate weight and reduce your chance of getting cardiovascular illness.
Yes.
In relation with your weight, don't eat too much if you are 60 kilograms. Otherwise, that weight is going to go in the stomach and barrage.
Oh, okay. If you are if you're above 60 kilograms.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at things. Yes. Illness, diabetes, stroke, and cancer. This means that this will help you to maintain an appropriate weight and reduce your chance of getting cardiovascular illnesses, diabetes, stroke, and cancer. Another point?
Yeah.
Consume only moderate amounts of, in fact, caffeine. You are not supposed to there are foods which contain caffeine, but you have to control.
Must you control? Are you saying that? Hang on. Are you saying that you've got to be controlling the intake of caffeine, or should you avoid it altogether? Which is which?
You should avoid it, but you must see which foods contain caffeine.
I see. Okay.
I'll talk about them next time.
All right.
And drink a lot of water. A lot of water. But when you are going to sleep, you must reduce your water, because when you are going to bed, it will disturb you.
You can't sleep
properly. Going to the toilet. Yes. Reduce your intake of fast foods and take away. You just take those foods only when you are on a journey. When attempting to make changes to your diet, remember these points. Changes to eating habits are more likely to last if they are made slowly. Experiment with new ways of preparing and serving food and preparing. You must have points. You must have learned how to prepare and serve food. Read food labels to monitor what you are eating.
Okay.
So, in a summary, I would tell you that.
Yeah.
And I would say, what you eat today walks and talks tomorrow.
All right. So, what you eat today.
Walks and also talks tomorrow. That means that if you are eating today for 3 months, your lifestyle will be shown when you are walking. You get me, sir? We need to look at effects of sugar. Sugar is so important. Sugar is what is making us to get problems, because we don't control. We need sweet things. They are needed for a short time by the brain. But if you take a lot of sugar, it will show also. Sugar is another substance that can hamper your efforts to relax. Sugar is present in a large number of processed foods and beverages, including biscuits. Are you with me, sir?
Yeah, including biscuits, you
ice
say.
Ice cream
as well.
Syrups. Fruit pies. Yes. Tomato juice. Breakfast cereals. Juice and canned fruits. It can be in any forms, but it's still sugar.
Okay.
It is still sugar, whether it is in biscuit or whether it is in a jam.
So people who have a sweet tooth are in trouble.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
But they're born with a sweet tooth, Moss.
Yes.
So they can't help
when
themselves.
I'll tell you how we can help.
Okay.
When you eat foods containing large quantities of sugar or drink beverages that are sweetened with sugar or honey, your blood glucose level rises rapidly.
Oh.
This sudden elevation of blood sugar causes restlessness with interference with relaxation and can make you more tense and irritable. Are we together, sir?
We are together, definitely, yes.
Yes. Avoid foods and beverages which contain large amounts of sugar in any form. Also, use less sugar, honey, and syrup to sweeten your food and drink.
Okay.
Can we look at the effects of sugar briefly?
Yes, let's
and then
let's do
I will
that.
Mention the two types of foods. One with a high glycemic index, and another one with a low glycemic index.
Okay.
The one with a low is better. The one with a high will bring you problems with your blood sugar. Apart from sugar fluctuations affecting your mood, your energy levels can also change rapidly. Food which...
When you say that the energy levels will change rapidly, are they going south or north?
The what?
The energy levels, will they go south or north? Are they going up or down?
They will be going up.
Okay.
You will be active for a short time.
All
and
right.
You become, you try to not be effective in your life. You start sleeping longer, yawning, and the brain will not work very well. Foods which give a rapid sugar hit are known as high glycemic index.
Hydrocemic index, yeah?
Yeah,
I'm listening, Doc.
Yes, those foods which give a rapid sugar rise or heat are known as high glycemic index. And those are the opposite. They are low glycemic. They have a low glycemic index. I'll mention them very briefly.
All right.
For example,
yes,
on the other hand. On the other hand, eating low glycemic foods will result in a lower and more stable blood sugar level with more consistent energy levels. Now, I want to mention the two types of foods and give examples.
Right.
Some of the foods we have with high glycemic index, I have explained already, refined flour products, especially those white flour, like the pap you want.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar itself, white rice, potatoes, barley sugar, processed breakfast, cereals, pancakes, raisins, broad beans, watermelon, pineapple, and chips. I'm trying to be specific. Even if there are some fruits here, like watermelon, pineapple, fried chips, which we always enjoy for quick.
They're quite nice, actually.
Yes, they are under high glycemic index.
Are you saying that we must avoid them?
We must avoid them, but if we eat them, we must eat them during time of emergency.
During the time of the emergency?
Emergency, you are moving, you are traveling, you are going to the funeral, you are at school, breakfast before you go home. But it's not foods which we should put from Monday to Friday.
Okay. So it's food that we can only just having periodically. But what are we remaining with there? You've counted out everything.
No, I can give you others.
Okay.
Whole grain bread, brown bread, beans, fresh fruit, pasta, oatmeal, oats, yogurt, whole grain breakfast, cereals, pears, apples, grapefruit, tinned peaches, dried apricots, and lentils. So I'm trying to be specific.
So those ones we can, the ones that you've mentioned now, are those that we can eat?
You can eat regularly.
Ah, okay.
We according to their glycemic index, according to what we have studied.
All right.
No sustained energy. Energy shoots up very fast, but falls very fast. Those are the foods with a lot of sugar. You know, I have a table here. I have a graph. The graph goes up rapidly and falls quickly. Are you with me?
I'm listening. I'm a little worried as you're talking, because as you mentioned the foods that are preferably, I'm looking at the prices of this food. Looks like this healthy eating is damaging to the pocket.
No, in fact, I've already said one question before in one university papers. I was asking the students to explain why a healthy diet is an expensive one. A healthy diet, you'll find that when you are talking of a healthy diet, when you are talking of spinach, talking of beans, the apples, we have them in our garden, the yogurt, the oats, the fresh fruits, the grapefruit, lentils, those are cheaper ones. I asked a question, explain why a balanced diet is not expensive. We tend to go for expensive things, thinking that they are going to give us the best, forgetting the simple, simple foods we have in our gardens, the foods which God has given us. Yeah. I don't know whether you agree with me.
I agree with you. You kept on repeating this, the food that we have in our gardens, and many people live in compounds. People live in flats. People live in shared communities, and people don't have gardens. You know, and it's a bit challenging, I must say. But I suppose but the point is made, except that, you know, the day in which we live today, we live in shared spaces, you know, in flats, etc., etc. It doesn't make it possible to have gardens, large gardens and orchards, you know, like King Solomon. So it makes it a slightly difficult to actually achieve that. So it actually leaves an option of going to procure those at supermarkets.
Exactly. And sometimes when you buy what you don't know, you get problems. Because I've been talking to people here that even when they are buying their vegetables, they must go to the village. People who are growing near where there are factories, industries, you'll find that those veg are polluted. They are grown on bad soil, soil with the batteries of radio, which have been there in the soil for a long time. The soil is contaminated. We need to know, not just eating any veg anywhere, but you have to see the source. Yeah. As you have said, that we need gardens. We need to. You have to know your garden. How have you made it with the manure, fertilization, not just growing veg on any substance which will bring problems. I've seen a lot of people having lead in their body. It is because of eating things which they don't know.
Yeah, I think we've got to encourage people to actually, from the angle that you're bringing, that people have got to just own land, because I think some of these things that you're mentioning are possible when people are owning land. In any case, Doc, we've got literally 30 seconds to go. One word that you want to take out to the listeners?
I need to remind them that what you eat today walks and talks
tomorrow.
It means people will see what you are eating as you walk.
Hmm. What you eat today walks and talks tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Well, Doc, I think we can leave it there. Yeah, you wanted to say?
I'm very grateful. Today, your frequency is really very good.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful where you are, though we are so many kilometers apart.
Yeah.
So I send my greetings to our listeners.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Doc. We speak to you again same time next week.
Yes. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Happy Sabbath. Asante sana.
Asante sana.
Fantastic.
Taonana baadaye.
Yeah, taonana. Taonana Ijumaa next week.
Yes, next week, sir.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.